And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And a busy show it is here on Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable. We're going to be touching a whole bunch of bases in rapid fire order. So we're going to take a quick break. Joining us in just a few moments is the new head of the Department of Administration for the state of Arizona. And folks around here may remember him from his days as Speaker of the House, Andy Tobin, and he'll be joining us live momentarily. And then coming up a little bit later on, we're going to sing a different kind of song with the Prescott Jazz Summit. Mike Vax is in the house. And then Richard Faust comes on after that to talk about economic development in the city of Cottonwood. So we got lots going on a very busy Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This Labor Day weekend, jam down the Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the 2019 Reggae Fest. This August 31st, experience Rasta like never before and jam out to nothing but positive vibes starting at 1:30 p.m. This stacked lineup includes local favorite Kill Babylon Coalition, iConscious, Pato Bonton, and special guest headliner, Hyrie. Tickets are just $25 and on sale now at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel or at cliffcastlecasinohotel.com. Management reserves all rights.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. This is one of my favorite ads, so I'm bringing it back. Years ago, I noticed a poster in the break room of our Prescott store. It was titled, An Old Cowboy's Advice, and I just had to revisit it. Its advice is timeless, like life is simpler when you plow around the stump. And a bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Then there's, don't corner something that you know is meaner than you. And last but not least, most of the stuff people worry about ain't never going to happen anyway. Good common sense, just like Olson's. Our mission is the healthy feeding of your livestock and pets from a common sense perspective. We think local, we speak local, and we care local, and we only carry the best feed, hay, and pet food. You'll find us in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and on the web at olsonsgrain.com. By the way, in case you're wondering what Olson's common sense saying is, why, good enough just isn't, of course.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit. Hot.
Yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining me for a few moments is the new head of the Department of Administration for the state of Arizona, Andy Tobin. And let's see, you're Speaker of the House, State Representative, Bureau of Weights and Measures, Corporation Commission, Do I have all of it, or is there a couple more in there that I forgot?
You know, I ran banking, and I ran the Department of Insurance, and mostly I just miss home. So thanks for having me.
Not a problem. So you were up here recently and had a chance to chat with some folks. What were you there to talk about, and what are you taking back with you down to the Capitol?
Yeah, thanks for that, Sanford. I appreciate it. So, you know, the governor's mission to, you know, he's already kind of instilled this new management system so that we're able to actually, believe it or not, like you guys in business haven't been doing this forever, been able to say, okay, how do we measure our results? How do we measure our, you know, our new projects, our new programs, our goals, our settings? So he spent the first several years of his, tenure making sure that we, you know, set goals and live up to them, and we meet or exceed, or we don't make our goals. Now the next step is, okay, what can we do better, and how do we best do that? It's by going out and not sitting behind a desk somewhere. Is going out and meeting with the folks, and we're talking about the leaders of the community. We're talking about the citizens of the community, the elective leadership, but also business leadership and social leadership. Invite them to have an opportunity to visit and give us a sense of what we're missing, what we're doing right, you know, what we're not doing right. And so we had a great meeting yesterday. My hat's off to the political leadership over there and the electeds, and you know what they're doing for our community and reaching out and giving us a sense of what it is that we need to be doing better for them. I mean, I now run an agency at the Department of Administration whose function is to serve all the other agencies. So not only do I serve the electeds, I serve the citizens, but I serve those who serve. So it's truly a great job, but it's got a lot of pieces to it, and the biggest piece is making sure that we're better listeners than we are talkers.
Well, and I was going to ask the architecture or the flow of how the Department of Administration works. Do you have to go out and touch every agency that's around there administratively, or do these agencies all reach out to you for help with their administrative duties?
Yeah, thanks. It's quite a mix. You know, with basically all of HR, all payroll. I'm the signer on the check with the governor, right? So we have all of procurement. We have all of IT. Right, in this world of now cyber space and all that stuff, that's all here. We have all of the state comptrollers here, so all finance comes here. So some of our agencies obviously are bigger and smaller than others. Some need our help, and we basically will help run their HR. We will help run their procurement. We will help do that just for them. Some of the bigger folks we assist with, and we kind of zoom in for best practices and auditing and things like that as those opportunities arise. But make no mistake that the enterprise, as it's moving forward, is its intention is to find those efficiencies that have been left behind for years, you know. And we're doing that through this outreach, because you can't do it in a vacuum on your own. You know, what happens is you get used to your agency, and we need to get folks out there intermingling. Who has ever brought the head of the Department of Revenue out for a meeting to talk to people? You know, that's usually the one you're trying to avoid, but they're there. You know, who brings the head of the registrar or contractors out in the middle of a room full of folks from in the business community? But they're there. So the idea is, how can we listen better? What are those things that impact your business directly, and how can we improve on them? And without those ideas and that cross-pollination of effort, we're not going to be able to achieve the governor's goal, which is to move us move efficiently as business does.
Well, if you do what you did, you'll get what you always got. So I'm glad that you're out there taking a fresh look at stuff. And I know you're on a fast clock. So yeah. I do appreciate Andy dropping by. And we're going to get you back on here when we have a little bit more time to chat about this.
I miss you all guys a lot, believe me. So thanks for having me for a few minutes. And best of the family as well. And thank you so much for giving me some time.
By the way, it's as hot as Phoenix up here today. I just want you to know that.
that's not making me feel better, but I'm glad I'm not all by myself. So thanks for that.
All right. Have a good one. We'll see. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, my friend.
Have all right. Great. Andy Tobin, the head of the Department of Administration for the state of Arizona, dropping by to bring us up to date on this meeting yesterday that hopefully will result in government efficiencies and so forth. We'll get him back on here another time when he has a little bit more time. From there, we're going to make a transition to talking about the Prescott Jazz Summit, because that is a big event that's coming up here pretty quick. And the guy in charge of making sure that that thing is well run is Mike Vax, who is in the studio with us. So how's it going? You getting ready?
Oh, man. My joke has always been, when it comes to within the 2 weeks of the festival, it's like, if I had any hair, I'd be pulling it out.
Well, and see, sometimes, nature does a good thing for you, does you a favor by being follically challenged.
But, yeah, and it's going great. We're doing a lot of publicity and, of course, the organizational stuff with all the musicians and getting them housed and getting them situated and then figuring out when everybody is going to play. It's the part of music that you have to do, even though it's not the musical part.
And usually musicians are great at doing their music. The business part, not so much.
Yeah, I'm very lucky that very early in life, this all started back in junior high school, where we had this little combo, and we used to rehearse in my parents' basement. And all of a sudden, one day, the kids said, well, we rehearse in your parents' basement, so you're the leader. Go out and find us jobs.
Okay.
And we were like 14 at the time or something like that. And I actually went out and started finding jobs for this little combo. So that's how it all got started. And yeah, I've been in the business end of music my whole life. Most of the bands that I've been on, I've either been road manager or leader of.
Well, let's get the party started right now with a couple of tickets to give away for some lucky KQ&A listener. All you have to do is give us a call at 445-8289. That's 445-8289. Very first caller will get two tickets for the Prescott Jazz Summit Saturday night performance on August the 24th at the Ruth Street Theater. Call in 445-8289, and we'll get you a pair of tickets for Saturday night's event. Saturday is not the only event by any means. It's a whole weekend. So if you don't mind, give us the rundown, starting with your Tuesday appearance down on the square, and then take us through the weekend.
Sure. Well, of course, Tuesday night, every Tuesday night there's jazz on the square. And so this year my quintet will be playing this coming Tuesday night. And we always play jazz for dancing, because we know there's a lot of people that like to dance too. But we'll be playing a lot of traditional jazz tunes. We'll be playing some newer things. We'll be playing some originals.
And I heard a four-letter word come out of you last night that I was really just shocked. I heard that you were going to play rock.
Yes.
I heard that.
That's right. We are going to play some
now,
rock.
Now, wait a minute. Now, rock to some people, it's like Jimi Hendrix, or something. are we talking like, early 60s doo-wop kind of rock or what?
No, but basically rock-influenced tunes. I can tell you one of the tunes will be Cannonball Adderley's Mercy, Mercy, Mercy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Another tune will be Herbie Hancock's Watermelon Man.
Ooh.
So it's basically jazz-oriented rock kind of things. So that they're still sort of basically jazz tunes, but with a rock orientation, which not too many of the bands on Tuesday night do.
So who's in the Tuesday combo playing with you?
Tony Vaca on saxophone, one of the stalwarts that's been at the festival every year from Phoenix, and myself on trumpet and flugelhorn. Of course, Jack Peterson on guitar. Everybody loves Jack. Selwyn Reams on bass. And a new guy to Phoenix, Kenny French, who was in the Air Force bands and has retired and is now living in Phoenix. So it'll be a fun quintet with all kinds of different things. We'll be playing a lot of tunes that people won't have heard for all these last Tuesday nights.
Now, how many musicians will be involved in the summit over the following weekend?
This year, I think it's 25 musicians total. So Friday night, we start at the Elks Theater, and we're calling that a celebration of jazz from New Orleans to New York. And we're going to sort of do a history of jazz music. We'll start out with traditional jazz. We'll move through the blues in Memphis. We'll move through when jazz started getting a little bit more modern in Chicago. And we'll end up with not a lot of far-out stuff, but a little bit of light bebop stuff from New York. And so it'll be like a sort of like a jazz journey through the United States. So Friday night will be very interesting. And a lot of the musicians that people from here know from that have been here before, from Los Angeles, from Las Vegas. One new member will be Ronnie Rose, who is a singer from Las Vegas who has won the Entertainer of the Year a couple of times in Las Vegas.
Oh, nice.
This guy is amazing. So he'll be one of the new ones. And so Friday night at the Elks, you know, that starts at 7 o'clock.
Right.
And then Saturday, 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon is our educational part. And it's at Ruth Street Theater at Prescott High School. And this is really fun. It's open to the public. It's completely free, adults, kids, whatever. Bradshaw Mountain Jazz Ensemble will play. Prescott High School Jazz Ensemble will play. Our musicians will work with them in front of the audience to show them how to get even better. We'll have some breakouts where all the individual instruments are talked about. And then we're going to have an interesting panel discussion on jazz history and jazz improvisation. So that's between 10 and 2 on Saturday at Ruth Street Theater. Then Saturday night is our Gala Big Band Concert, which, of course, has become a real tradition. Everybody loves the big bands. And this is being called the Music of the Great Big Bands.
And, in fact, our first winner who will be joining us on Saturday night, August 24th, at the Ruth Street Theater is William Briggles of Prescott. He's got two tickets to go to the Saturday night performance of the Prescott Jazz Summit. Now, Sunday is a very special day for the Prescott Jazz Summit. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk more with Mike Vax from the Prescott Jazz Summit live on KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
A chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Baseball season is in full swing. It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip!
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent!
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents... When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Mud. Prescott Dirt is here to help. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. We can keep the mud out of your way and even slow down erosion, keeping your bank in place. Nobody wants their yard moving around by itself. No truck? No problem. Prescott Dirt delivers. Find us in Prescott and Prescott Valley to set up delivery or pickup. And you can find us online at PrescottDirt.com. Keep your yard beautiful with Prescott Dirt.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back with Mike Vax from the Prescott Jazz Summit. And again, congratulations to William Briggles of Prescott. Got himself a couple tickets for the Jazz Summit's Saturday night performance, and we're going to give away a couple more tickets a little bit later on before we let Mr. Vax go. Sunday is really a special event as well. It's really cool how you've managed to break out this event into three unique and distinctive formats. You know, you have the Elks Theater on Friday night, the Roostery Theater on Saturday night, and then Sunday, a whole different story.
Well, and this is going to be the first time we're doing this. We've always had a jazz brunch. It's been in quite a few different places around town. But Barry Barbee, who everybody knows, of course, with El Gato Azul, is now one of the co-sponsors of the festival. And, of course, his Top of the Elks, which is his monthly jazz thing. So Barry talked to me and said, why don't we use the Top of the Elks? And the only problem with the Top of the Elks is that it's limited seating. But it's beautiful up there. So the jazz brunch from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon will be at the Top of the Elks on that third floor. And for you people that don't want to walk, there is an elevator, so it's great. And El Gato will be catering that, so it's going to be wonderful. Then we have a break in the afternoon from 2 until 5. One of the reasons that we do that is we like for the out-of-town people to maybe go down and shop at around the square and go to all the businesses.
A little time to digest, maybe.
Exactly. You know, yes. And then 5 until 7:30 is called the All-Star Jam Session. And we had done it quite a few years at Murphy's, which always worked out really well. But what we're going to do is be back up at the Top of the Elks, and El Gato will also be catering that. So, and the All-Star Jam Session is really fun because that's really sort of just whatever everybody wants to play. And there'll probably be some people, there might even be a few students from Prescott High School. And, whoever wants to play, we let come up and play. If there's singers that want to sing, as long as they're halfway decent. But it's really a free-for-all, and it's really fun. Everybody that comes to it really enjoys it. So, yeah, Sunday is really different than what we've done before.
Yeah, and I also want to let the audience know about the kind of attention that is drawn to Prescott, and with the Jazz Summit being mentioned specifically as an event that, you know, I saw an article, I think it was in a travel magazine or something, talking about Prescott and what a great town it is and all that sort of thing. But one of the things that they pulled out that was like, you know, big time headline news was that, well, they even have the Prescott Jazz Summit. And, you know, so this is not some small potatoes thing. I mean, it's pretty important.
Well, you know, this is our 19th year, and it's very interesting because during that huge downturn, there were a lot of jazz festivals that went under, including, sadly, Sedona Jazz on the Rocks. And somehow or other, our little festival, our little town, has just kept going through all of that. And I get calls from fairly famous musicians all over the United States. We've heard about this festival in Prescott and how well the musicians are treated. How do we come and play with you guys, you know? So, yes, and it's been written up in jazz magazines. It's been written up in Jazz Society newsletters. So it does bring a certain amount of distinction to Prescott because, let's face it, how many small towns have an actual jazz festival?
You bet. And while we're at it, just a couple of minutes about you and your career. Obviously, you had a lot to do with Stan Kenton and did a, I guess you'd call it not really a tribute band. I mean, you actually had members of Stan Kenton's band playing with you, and you were part of it too. So you were kind of keeping Stan Kenton's name and his musical accomplishments alive by touring around the world.
Well, yes, that band it's called the Stan Kenton Legacy Orchestra. We've actually been through a few different names. Stan, in his Will didn't want a ghost band because he hated nostalgia. And one of the things when we started, this band's been going for 27 years now, and one of the things we decided was every tour we will play new music written in the Kenton style because that's what he would have wanted. The other thing is that every tour, 90 to 95% of our jobs are in high schools and colleges, and every school that books us for an evening concert gets a free afternoon workshop from the whole band because that's what Stan believed in. So, yes, we're trying to keep his legacy alive. And still, even though, this, you know, as you get older, we've had a few of our members pass away, but still at least half the band actually played with Stan when he was alive. And that he died in 1979, so it's been a while. But I've been involved, you know, this is my 53rd year on the road, and I've averaged at least 6 months a year every one of those years. I'm what the old guys used to call a road rat. And I love it. And mainly now it's all educational stuff. Mainly now it's clinics in schools and things like that.
Now, you relocated here to Prescott several years ago, right?
Well, we bought our home. We've had a home here for 20 years, but we moved here full time in 2010 when Peggy retired from teaching.
Right. And so you were coming here. I remember when my daughter was in high school, she played the flute. And there was, I guess, a workshop or something at one of the camps out Iron Springs Road, and
right.
You guys were all a part of that. And that's really cool when a child that's learning an instrument can, you know, have some one-on-one time with someone that does it for a living.
Well, again, that's, you know, such a big part of what I do. Yeah, we used to do that just a few years at that Seventh-day Adventist camp out on Iron Springs. That was really fun. We had a nice faculty there. And that's when we first started doing it, was before Peggy and I even had our condo here. So it was, we would come and stay in a hotel for a week or something, and we'd do that camp. And that sort of made it, you know, we decided when we first came here, the very first time that we visited Prescott, was this is where we want to be. You know, we knew we were going to get out of California when she retired, and we looked at a lot of different places, and the first time here, we said, this is it. So after a couple of years of doing that camp or coming other times of the year and starting to work on the festival and paying for hotel rooms, we decided, well, come on. We know we're going to live here. Let's get going.
Now, there's always been kind of a little bit of a Hollywood end to, or Vegas, tinge to what you guys have done in the past. You had Tony Tennille appeared with you
right.
A number of years back, and you are can we let the cat out of the bag as to who is joining us besides Ronnie Rose from Las Vegas?
I am so excited. Well, first of all, you know, Ken Byers was our MC for many, many years, and when Ken passed away, I thought, who in the world am I going to get to take Ken's place? He was so loved in this area. And it dawned on me that one of my old friends who I used to tour with, and I called him up and he said, I'd love to. So the comedian who was on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show more than any other comedian ever, Pete Barbeauty, is going to be our MC for the whole show.
Yeah, I don't know where you pull this stuff out of, but it's like every year there is some kind of, you know, over the top surprise, and it's great that you don't rest on your laurels. You're basically out there trying to, you know, move the ball forward with every year, and I know that one of the things that people maybe don't know as much about as they should is that the money that is being raised via the Jazz Summit, minus expenses and so forth, some of that money is actually staying in the community and going towards like musical scholarships for kids.
Right. We've given funds to high school band programs. One of the things that we've done quite a bit is give students that are, you know, really, really promising, give them scholarships to go to summer jazz camps. We've helped them go to summer jazz camps. We've raised money for a few other nonprofits over the years. So I think now we've given out over $18,000 in the community over the years. And, you know, we do what we can. It costs a lot to put on a festival like this. People don't even realize, but there's always a little extra for giving back.
Does the city give you a little bit of money?
Well, yeah, we get money from the bed tax.
Nice.
We're very lucky since they've started that, because the hotel people all vote on who's going to be recipient of that, and we've gotten a grant since that's been going every year. We've gotten a grant, which really helps. We've had some grants over the years from the Arizona Commission on the Arts, and we've had grants from the Kieffer Corporation almost every year, the Kieffer Foundation. They've been great because they love what we do with kids.
Sure. Well, we've got one more opportunity to give away a pair of tickets here to the Saturday night performance of the Prescott Jazz Summit featuring Mike Vax and the folks you've heard about here on the show today. So, again, let's call 445-8289. And the first caller is going to get a pair of tickets to the Roof Street Theater performance of the Prescott Jazz Summit. It's Saturday, August 24th at 7:30. So make sure that you are available. And make sure you call right now, 445-8289, for the Prescott Jazz Summit. People that want to buy tickets or want to know more, they can go to what? PrescottJazzSummit.net, right?
PrescottJazzSummit.net. Yeah. They can call 928-830-2462. We have tickets at the Elks for Friday night. We have tickets at the Chamber of Commerce for Saturday and Sunday. If you're downtown, you want to just drop by the Chamber. At El Gato, Barry has tickets for Sunday. And there will be tickets other than Sunday, because, of course, we have to get the numbers in for Barry for food. But Friday and Saturday, tickets at the door, no problem whatsoever.
Terrific. Well, again, congratulations on making it here another year, year number 19.
Yes.
For the Prescott Jazz Summit. Mike Vax, musical director of the Prescott Jazz Summit, joining us live here in the studio on KQ&A's Talk of the Town. We're going to take a quick break for news, and then we're going to head out to Cottonwood and check out what's going on with the economic development folks down there. Lots of good news coming out of Cottonwood these days. Richard Faust will be joining us live momentarily right here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Experience the biggest and best expo yet on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Your mega adventure awaits you as you tour the world's only larger-than-life walkthrough exhibits of the human body, Mega Body and Mega Heart, as well as Colossal Colon. You'll have experts guide you through these supersized exhibits as you learn how our mega marvelous bodies work. YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo features health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations. To information on healthy lifestyle choices and activities for the kids, you'll find something for everyone. Bring the whole family to YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit yrmchealthconnect.org.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Another day, another Arizona wrong-way driver.
It happened early Thursday morning around a quarter to six on a portion of Interstate 17 in Phoenix. Police say the driver was found going the wrong way on the frontage road and did not listen to commands from Phoenix police during the traffic stop. So officers used non-lethal weapons on the suspect and got him into custody. Police believe he was impaired. This adds to the wrong-way incidents on Phoenix area freeways just this week alone. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
Arizona's unemployment rate was unchanged in the month of July.
The seasonally adjusted unemployment rate for July was 4.9%. Labor Market Information Director Doug Walls reports Arizona lost just over 11,000 non-farm jobs in July, which is less than the historic average of 21,000 jobs. Most of the job losses were in the government sector, primarily in education because of the end of the school year. Jobs in the leisure and hospitality sector also declined, which is typical during the summer. In Phoenix, Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
Sunny skies, hot and dry into and through your KQ&A weather weekend. Cooling after bedtime tonight to about 65. With mostly clear skies, highs tomorrow near 94. Friday a breezy 90, Saturday 87. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, highs near 104 tomorrow. 101 and 98 this weekend, cooling under the stars to about 70. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, will continue in just a moment on KQ&A.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining us live now from the Economic Development Office at the City of Cottonwood is Richard Faust. And Richard, welcome to Talk of the Town.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that greatly.
So I think the only way to describe it as far as the City of Cottonwood is concerned is that you guys are hot, hot, hot. And I don't mean just the temperature. I mean, there's a lot of interest in the community. And so please, if you would, summarize where we are currently in terms of economic development for the City of Cottonwood.
Sure. We're starting to see growth in the commercial end of things, which is great. We're starting to see, of course, with Starbucks, they have a 2,200 square foot build-out facility that's going in on the edge where the Cottonwood Chamber of Commerce used to be. And so they purchased a piece of that parcel there. That will be actually opening as of, I think the last we heard was as of September 1st. So they'll have everything on board, and they'll be given a green light to go ahead and open. And you're also looking at, of course, everybody's going, well, is there a connection between the property next door and what's going on there? Well, that's Dunkin' Donuts. And so Dunkin' Donuts is fast-tracking and trying to move in right behind Starbucks. So we'll have two coffee shops, of course, one with donuts and one that doesn't really have donuts, but they've got a ton of other things that'll be going in. But so those are two projects that everybody's been waiting for. Of course, Dutch Brothers, Dutch Bros, just went in. They've been busy, solid for the last 2 months. We're seeing other opportunities such as build out for a lot of homes in the area, and a lot of the different estate projects. And I know that there's also one that's going in down in Old Town, probably close to 60 homes. That will be going in their smaller homes. So we're seeing both residential and commercial that are going into Cottonwood. So it's really kind of an exciting time for growth in Cottonwood.
Now, you came into this position from Parks and Rec. And so when you left Parks and Rec to do the economic development thing for the city, what had evolved at Parks and Rec during the time you were there? Because obviously when you have an area that's growing, there is a demand for quality of life type developments like what you would usually find in terms of parks and facilities for families and so forth.
And that's correct. The one thing I branched out, I guess, is what you would say. I was a community services general manager for the city of Cottonwood for about 10 years. Prior to that, I was director of Parks and Recreation. So community services general manager actually oversaw everything on recreation, parks management, recreation center, and library services. And so going from that directly into economic development is a change. The one thing that was identified by the city manager, and I think he was interested more than anything else, was a familiar face that had known people for almost 30 years. And so I've been in Cottonwood for just about that long of a period. So it gave me kind of a bootstep up, if you will, in order to, you know, help and assist people. The one thing that city manager specifically identifies is that we're open for business, Richard. And so it's like, okay, well, what is that concept, sir? And what that is that it's truly that exactly. We are open for business. We're trying to look at various other options and opportunities for businesses coming into Cottonwood. What can we offer them? What can we do to stand alongside them as they go through a lot of the planning and zoning process or development review processes and things of that nature? We also have an awful lot of current business establishments that are expanding, and this is part of economic development as well. Economic development is not just in the context of, you know, what we're trying to bring in, but what's also here. And that basically identifies that we're interested in business retention and business growth, expansion, et cetera. So those are the things that we're definitely interested in to help businesses here locally.
Well, and certainly the reputation that Cottonwood and Old Town Cottonwood specifically are getting with regard to the Verde Valley wine situation has really helped a lot. I mean, I know a lot of people that when I tell them about what has gone on in Cottonwood, and they go, really? I haven't been there in quite a while. I said, well, you got to go. The sidewalk cafes and, places to go where you can, sample and all kinds of tastes and new restaurants and everything else. There is obviously a demand, I would guess, for lodging, and is that being addressed?
I think that you're correct there. Definitely, there is demand for lodging. When you see that, when we have an upcoming event like Thunder Valley Rally, TVR is a big event, brings in just about between 8,000 and 11,000 people into the community. And when you're seeing that, we only have about 315 rooms, I think 320, somewhere in there within the Cottonwood area for room rentals, or I should say sleeping quarters for the night. The nice thing is that we also have a lot of Airbnbs. We have close to 60 in the community, but that's another problem in and of itself that basically can cause issues within the workforce area. So we have to look at some of those things. But again, we are looking for more hotel industry that would be coming in, possibly, hopefully, we'd be looking at national brand hotels. But and one nice thing is even down in Old Town, and specifically with Eric Jurison, who has done an awful lot down in the Old Town area with Nick's and with the Tavern Grill, Bocce's, things of that nature, like you just commented on, Sanford. Those things are really incredible because we have those as branching out in the community, brand new. People are saying that, the Fireside, pizza down at Bocce's is some of the best they've ever tasted anywhere. When you look at Nick's as well as the actual Tavern Grill, they're very opportunistic areas, but you have the wine industry down there that's burgeoning, and it's kind of busting out the seams. And then you're looking at the Tavern Hotel behind, which basically offers an incredible opportunity for people that would like to just stay in Old Town. The one thing I do know is that hotel down there has been, I think it's been full almost all summer long. There's been no vacancy at all, so it's been a great thing for their business as well. But we do need to see a lot of expansion with hotel industry.
Now, I don't think I'd be exaggerating to say that Cottonwood does also provide a labor market for Sedona, because Sedona has so many of the hotels and resorts that you mentioned, and so little in the way of affordable housing, that they are forced to look elsewhere for employment, and that Cottonwood in some ways could even be considered a bedroom community to Sedona. Would I be exaggerating the situation there?
No, you really wouldn't. We look at what's transpiring and happening in Sedona and the crowds that are coming into Sedona. They've been pretty intense. And so I do know a lot that Sedona in and of itself are trying to move a lot of the individuals that are there. Most of them will stay three, four, five days, but then they're looking for additional things to do. And so there's so much to do on this side, and definitely with the wine industry. Which is really upscale. It's really incredible, plus the food. And then you're looking at things to do all over the Verde Valley. And so they're actually trying to get them to go out away. But it gives opportunity then for people to stay in the surrounding areas. But again, the housing area, the housing issues in Sedona, definitely, because, again, you're looking at, it was just a printout recently that the mean housing in the area was $550,000. And that's quite a bit, so the average individuals cannot afford that type of housing cost. And so, again, a lot of them try to relocate here. Again, our housing prices are escalating as well, and mainly because, once again, you're seeing the Verde Valley then being kind of a side housing industry. They're also going up as well in those circumstances. So we're trying to look at some options as well as opportunities out there to maybe change, hopefully, some of the zoning requirements that we're looking into tiny homes as well as smaller homes that would be hopefully starting to be looked at from the local contractors, and maybe building some of those as we start moving forward over the next year to two.
Just a minute to go here with Richard Faust from the Economic Development Office, City of Cottonwood. Let's say that you're rubbing the magic lamp and you got two wishes of what you'd like to see coming into Cottonwood that you think would have the best economic impact for the area. What might those things be?
Well, and again, we touched on one, which is going to be, basically a national brand hotel or several hotels in the area. The other, I think, would be, providing everything starts to work out well. Expansion, especially along 89A in the corridor. We're looking at definitely 89A and Vine. We're looking at the Heartland project over there. So we're looking at housing in those two areas, which would help and assist us with the housing industry, definitely.
Well, you certainly have a tiger by the tail, Richard Faust, and we certainly appreciate you taking time from your busy schedule to share your success with us. And certainly we wish you well as things continue to develop there in the city of Cottonwood. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir, very much, and have a great day.
You bet. And a quick break before we say bye-bye, so stay tuned. We've got another winner for our Prescott Jazz Summit. We'll let you know who that is when we come back live on KQ&A AM 1130. 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Do you have what it takes to be a champion? Join in on the excitement for the 2019 Torn Event of Champions at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Now through August 24th, find out if you have what it takes. Sundays and Wednesdays, you can win Castle Cash and the chance to move on to the quarterfinal rounds on August 23rd and 24th, where you could get an expense-paid trip to Las Vegas to compete for the $1 million grand prize. Play like a champion, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Hi, Ken here with the Plants of the Week and our timeless beauty, Desert Willow.
Large, fragrant burgundy and lavender flowers appear in big, bold clusters all summer long.
This unusual water selection is prized for its long bloom time without setting the usual seed pods.
The flowers are highly attracted to hummingbirds, 100% Arizona native, and just $49.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love their native plants to bloom, they love to shop.
Crossroads of the West Gun Show returns to the Findlay Toyota Center this weekend.
We're finding everything we're looking for, so we're impressed.
It's America's premier gun show with great deals on guns, ammunition, scopes, accessories, and more. Some at wholesale prices, plus jewelry, gift ideas, and door prizes.
We'll scour through, find the best bargain, come back and buy it.
Crossroads of the West Gun Show this weekend at the Findlay Toyota Center.
Awesome selection. Awesome, yeah, just a lot more than I expected to see.
All sales are conducted in compliance with applicable laws. You can buy, sell, and trade at all Crossroads gun shows.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we want to say congratulations to Mike Nelson of Mayer. Mike Nelson of Mayer, he was the winner of our second pair of tickets for the Prescott Jazz Summit's Saturday night performance that'll be taking place at the Ruth Street Theater at Prescott High School on Saturday, August 24th. And tickets are available. You can buy them at the Chamber. You can buy them online at PrescottJazzSummit.net. You can buy them over at Barry Barb's place at El Gato Azul. And if any of this information has passed you by as you were driving around, you can call us at the radio station, and we will direct you exactly to where you need to go for the Prescott Jazz Summit coming up not this weekend, but next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Also, I want to say a big thank you to Richard Faust, the Director of Economic Development for the City of Cottonwood. Things are definitely on the uprise over there. And so if you get a chance to take a little staycation, spend a little afternoon strolling around in Old Town Cottonwood, you won't be disappointed. There's lots of cool stuff going on over there. One last thing I just wanted to mention really quick before we go, and it is political, but hey, I don't care. You're hearing a lot of stuff on the news about the two members of Congress that are being banned from traveling to the state of Israel, and they're trying to claim that it's because of what they are. And I'm just letting you know, as a person that is involved and knows about this kind of stuff, that if those two people were Scandinavian, and we're talking about boycotting, divestiture, and sanctioning of Israel, and they wanted to come to the state, they wouldn't be allowed. You don't let the enemy in your house. We don't allow the other radio stations to come in here and talk to you. If you want to hear about them, you got to go over to their place. So, you know, that's just the way it is. Of course, they're going to try to portray it that it's some kind of a, you know, prejudicial thing or some kind of a racial deal, but it isn't. It's simply, if you're against the state of Israel, why on earth would the state of Israel want you in their country? Simple, easy, done. So that's my little political commentary for today. Once again, I wanted to say a big thank you to Mike Vax from the Prescott Jazz Summit for coming by and giving us a couple of pairs of tickets to give away to the folks out there, to the audience. And also a big thank you to Richard Faust, the Director of Economic Development for the City of Cottonwood, for being our guest. And also a surprise thank you to the head of the Department of Administration for the state of Arizona, former state representative and Speaker of the House, Andy Tobin, for joining us earlier in the program. So this was one of those chock full Talk of the Towns here on the Roundtable. Now, tomorrow at 4 o'clock, it's Let's Talk Sports live here on KQ&A. It's yours truly, along with Mike and the Doctor, and we will be here to break it all down for you with regard to the Diamondbacks and the Cardinals and everybody else. So make sure you tune in at 4 o'clock tomorrow during this, our 25th year of Let's Talk Sports live on KQ&A. So for everybody here, I want to say once again thank you and appreciate you listening. We have Mark Levin coming your way next on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Genesis Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.